John, it was a big peach, and it was white meat, and the seed was pink.
Yes.
And he said he didn't know what it was, but he believed it was as close to a Georgia Bell as any he'd ever seen. You know, it's a white peach.
Uh-huh.
You know, the inside. It isn't. It's white, according to a yellow Alberta, don't you know? And it was such a sweet peach.
Hmm.
And a tree just come up there, and it, for, I reckon it grew there 10 or 15 years.
Yeah. I'm going to take that pillow.
Yeah, I wish you would. Your back's got enough fat. Some of them, that slat hurts the back.
Yeah. The kind of peach that would be real tight to the...
That's a clinging.
Okay, and then what was the other kind? That was just
a... the cling, a cling is one that doesn't... And a clear seed. It's clear seed. And the Indian peach now... Did you ever see an Indian peach? Now
that's fun. A little peach.
Mm-hmm. And it's red, and it's clean peach. That'd make the best peach preserves and peach pie you ever put your mouth on. My mother-in-law had a lot of trees, and I had a tree for years, but I neglected it, and of course, died.
Yes. Now, when you ate an apple, the part you had left was...
Core.
Okay. Did you ever dry up, cut them, and...
Sure, I've dried apples and peaches both.
What did you call it you made?
Fried peach pies, fried apple pies. But I didn't like the fried apple pies, but the fried peach pies, you never get enough of them.
When you, the skin would do what? It would get off. When you dried them out, the skin did what?
It would curl up, you know,
yeah.
Curl up around them.
You say it would do what?
Shrink.
Shrivel?
Shrivel, yeah, shrink, dry.
The kind of nuts you had around here?
Pecans. We don't have anything much but pecans.
And what'd you call peanuts?
What would you call it? That's a vegetable. Peanuts are vegetable, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Now that tree out there is a...
Walnut. We have walnuts and pecans.
All right, now what's that kind of the stuff you have to get them off the tree?
Kernel. Oh, the hull. The hull.
Okay, and
then fall out. Get the hull off, and then you get your kernel off. Kernel.
Okay.
Crack it to get your kernel.
Have you ever, when you eat a praline, what are the two nuts they put in a praline?
Pecans.
Or
pralines. Pralines, I reckon. Pecans is the main nut.
Okay, and then what are those long, flat nuts?
Almonds. I haven't eaten any with almonds. Have you?
What are those, now the fruits you get from Florida? Fruits you get?
Yeah. What do we get?
Yeah.
I like all of them. Oranges. Tangerines, tangelores, kumquats, and
the type vegetables you get here. All, give me all the vegetables.
Good night. From Florida.
You might raise here.
Good night. We can raise anything here if we would.
All right.
Beans, corn, okra, cucumbers, tomatoes, squash, cantaloupes. Cantaloupe's not a vegetable. That's a fruit, I reckon.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Little, what do you call them?
Yeah. I've got some right out there now. Those little, you know what they used to call them?
What?
Privet tomatoes.
Yeah. They would grow.
They would grow close to the hog pen or a privet, better than anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, why did you know that?
Yeah, we had a different name for them, but that was just about what we called them.
What'd y'all call them?
Well, I can't say it. But, they were outhouse tomatoes. You know.
Yeah, like that. I was real amused at this one I got. This friend of mine brought it to me from this thing down here on the highway where where I told you this was, this
yes.
greenhouse.
Yes.
She said, they say it's bigger than what they call them now, the tomatoes, you buy them in baskets. What do they call them? Little tomatoes. They have another name. Cherry tomatoes. Said it's bigger than a cherry. It's between a cherry and a other tomato. And so it has grown high as my old well house. I can't reach the top of it. And there's nothing in the thing.